Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Mark Blankenbaker and Jeff Lightsey Jr.
Welcome into the Diener Show here on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Mark Blankenbaker, Jeff Lightsey Jr., and Chase the Face this morning. Jeff, I can hardly look, and I can hardly look at Chase, and we'll get to that. It's just the problem. But Diener yesterday got through yesterday's show. And, you know, if this was me or if this was you or Nick Valvano or Steve Rummage and you were like, man, I'm really tired from Vegas. I'm just not feeling that great. Oh, he would crush you.
Is that right?
But Diener lives by different rules than he sets for himself. You know what I'm saying? So, like, these things happen. And so Drew, his tum-tum hurts or something. I don't know. He's got the Vegas tum-tum. And so he might join in hour number two.
Okay.
But like, again, if it's me, if I was like, man, I just traveled back from India, you know, what's the problem? You just wake up, you do the show, what do you do? He comes back from Vegas, acts like he's limping, you know, just limping. Got a whole day. He got back Sunday.
Oh, man. So,
you know, he's got all day Monday. It's Tuesday now. Mm-hmm. Still limping.
Still no go.
Still limping. Still no go. Diener's still limping. He's got the Vegas limp.
Hey,
the leg is the Vegas gimp.
We've all been there, so I get it. Hey, I'm not even mad at it. I get it.
So anyway, he may join us in the second hour. I told him I've got Lightsey in here. We're gonna roll along, whether you do or don't. So whatever you want to do, I don't care. But I can't really look at Chase today.
Uh oh.
And really, it's all 19-year-old to 31-ish, 32-ish year old males who have played soccer in this country. You all have failed. And, like, I'm okay, like, with the fields, the soccer fields for women. I think we should continue on the women's soccer journey. We've dominated women's soccer.
This is true.
It's been something that we have had dividends, you know, for paid dividends. And I think in order to stay on top of women's soccer in our country, we should allocate all of those funds from the men and all the youth sports and just divert them all to the women's soccer game, because we cannot get it done on the men's side. Uh-oh. Like, no matter what y'all do, all the miles you've run and the balls you've kicked, you can't beat Panama and Uruguay. You can't advance out of the group stage in the Copa America. We're not talking about the World Cup here,
the World Cup,
Lightsey.
No.
We're not talking about the World Cup. We're not talking about the Olympics. We're talking about the Copa America in your own country, in Kansas City, in Atlanta. Okay, in Atlanta, you lose to Panama. We already gave up the canal to Panama. We gave it to them, and then we gave them the match. Okay, the women can call it matches. Y'all got to call it games. because you're playing games with my country and my flag. I'd much prefer if y'all just would not wear the stars and stripes.
Ooh, man.
I would just much
you
prefer.
You feel that strongly
just
about
play,
it.
Just play in plain white, plain red, plain whatever. I don't care. Just not the stripes, not the stars. Keep the stars off of your jerseys. All right, did you watch the match?
I didn't watch the match, but Chase, give me a rundown. What happened? Like, why is it that they – why does Mark feel this strongly about this most recent loss?
It's the most – I don't understand. The most recent loss, like, Uruguay's better than us. They always have been better than us. Mm-hmm. But Panama, that one – I was just as mad about that one as he is. That one was – but you can't get a red card in the first 10 minutes and just expect to – still beat a team. Yeah. But Uruguay has historically been better than us. They take soccer more seriously than us as a country. So I guess I'm asking for funding.
What? You're not going to get
it. Oh, man, need more money. Oh, is that what it is?
That's what
it is. Need more money.
Chase, I'm talking about cutting. All right.
Yeah, he's like budget cuts.
Listen,
over there.
Food costs have gone crazy in this country. Would you not like to pay less for your tomatoes, Jeff Leitze?
Hey, I'd like to pay
I'm looking at those fields. They look like farms to me. Mm. All right, because you know, as long as the women have what they need in terms of fields and facilities, then I'm cool. But I'm thinking more bacon, more beef, more tomatoes, more potatoes, more more of that stuff, and less of whatever I saw last night. Those are big fields. Soccer fields are not small.
Not at all.
And they take a lot of grass, and you've got to cut the grass. Mm-hmm. And they're very particular about their grass. No, we can't have this grass. We got to have that. It doesn't matter. You could play in a goat farm, and you're not going to beat Uruguay. And the words that Chase just said, that Uruguay is better than us.
Yeah.
At what?
Except for
Sun
at soccer.
Being closer to the equator. What else?
At soccer.
At soccer. Yeah. Historically.
Well then
historically.
We need to quit.
Well, Mark, you do know that... Like, we've never been... it'd be different if it was like the Olympics basketball.
I understand.
Or American football with pro players. Not
we've tried.
That garbage that lost to Japan or whatever.
Jeff,
but like
we have tried.
Yeah.
And we have failed.
So it's time to give up on it?
And it's not just Chase's generation.
No, it's
failed.
Not. It's
this
not.
Is just the current failing generation.
Yeah, this is true.
Sorry, you're not like unique to the other men who have come before you.
Thanks, Mark.
But that's you're nice failing in the same way they have, with all the same effort, resources, and we've just increased the resources.
I was going to say more. Yeah, it's actually a little more now.
Yeah. So to me, like... Let's just, I mean, we can make them baseball diamonds. We can make them football fields. We can make them farms, apartments. We could grow peppers. Peppers are nice. You like peppers?
Yeah. Peppers
are more
cool.
Peppers. And maybe they'll make them less money. Like, they'll be cheaper. So I just think, you know, we could probably solve some world's problems. You know, we need more affordable housing.
Yeah, yeah.
Look,
right,
those are
that.
Big fields.
Yeah.
Those are big fields. And, you know, if the women don't need them, then maybe we need to allocate those resources somewhere else.
What if the best American athletes actually played soccer?
We don't want that.
Basketball or football.
We don't want that.
Why did you say that?
You want Lamar Jackson playing soccer?
No, I don't. I know.
You want LeBron James playing soccer?
I mean, I'd rather not.
You want LeBron James in the goal?
No.
Just chilling out, playing goalie.
Mm-mm.
You know? You want that?
I do. That would be awesome.
You want 24-year-old LeBron James playing forward. Kobe Bryant.
Goalie's perfect for LeBron.
Yeah, it would be sick.
Yeah.
It would be awesome. They're not going to do it because you want them on the basketball floor. We want them on the football field. We want them playing baseball. We, you know, like that's what we've decided as a country.
Mm-hmm.
And our women's team, dominant. They've been dominant, you know, when they take it seriously.
Well, the rest of the world is starting to catch up a little bit.
That's why we need to allocate more of the resources allocated to the men, keep them for the women so we can stay on top longer.
I hear you.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, your point stands, though. The athletes here are going to want to play the sports where they make more money here.
It's a lot of money in those sports, too. I mean, we're watching, we just saw what Paul George getting $200 million.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah.
I mean, you're not getting $200 million playing soccer.
No.
At least not in America.
Well, here's a texter. Uruguay has the same population size as the state of Kentucky. However, there are no other sports besides soccer here. There.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So all we need to do is take a small populated state like our own or Connecticut or something like that. Just say, you all need to play soccer. No one else can play anything but that in this state. and then we would be good?
No, because they play 3 hours a day, 7 days a week, when they're very young.
Texter says LeBron, and this is for you, Lightsy, LeBron already has the soccer flopping part down. He's halfway there.
I like that.
Man, I went to, it was when he was with Cleveland, and who was the guy that blew in his ear? Cannot remember.
Lance Stevenson.
Lance. And he was playing for the Pacers. Mm-hmm. I went to that series.
Oh, man.
In Indy. So, like, they were playing in Indy.
You went to multiple games? Or
no,
just one.
Just one.
Yeah.
And LeBron fouled out of the game. It was awesome. It was awesome. It was sick. I love that. And he complained the whole time. I mean, it was everybody else's fault. I mean, and listen, I understand that last night the referees were bad. They were openly talking about it on the television broadcast.
Wow.
Okay.
Was that blatant? Like, it was that obvious?
Dude, at halftime, before even the most controversial call of the night, they were talking about how poor the officiating effort was. Now, I have utterly no idea, okay, about soccer.
I can explain. He, in the first half, so when you show somebody a yellow card, right, you give them a yellow card, the game is supposed to stop
right
while you're showing a yellow card.
I saw this play, yes.
He is showing someone a yellow card, the entire U.S. team stops, and Uruguay puts the ball down and plays and gets like a two-second head start that leads to a shot on goal.
A nice shot on goal.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
We stopped it.
That's wow. I've never
– That actually sounds
– In my life, I've never seen
that. He pulled the yellow card out of his pocket and, like, held it up.
Yeah.
So our team stopped, and a number of Uruguayan players – what are they, Uruguayan?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah. A number of players from Uruguay stopped, and – And then a couple of them just were like, let's go.
Yeah.
And they went, and he allowed it.
Yeah, that's
And you're like, huh? And then I don't know all the other stuff, but the – all right. Explain offsides to me because I thought I had a good understanding of it, but apparently I don't.
Well, the last night's not a good representation. But when you're offsides, it means you are receiving the ball. You are behind the last player on the defense, not counting the goalie.
Okay.
And your player kicks you the ball
right
when you're while you're behind their last defender.
Yeah.
So you should be offside.
So last night it appeared that not one but two Uruguayans were offside, and the player who scored the eventual goal off the rebound off the goalie was one of the offside players. Now my question to you is that the other guy who's up top. In front, and I'm talking about on the frame, was more offsides than the goal scorer.
Yeah.
Should that matter?
No.
Because he didn't have an advantage because he didn't get the ball.
Yeah, and he didn't affect the play. Like, if somebody was offsides and he went and ran in front of the goalie, that's
something
still offsides.
Like that. Okay.
But that guy didn't. I mean, he was all the way.
And then the problem that I have even more is that the VAR, which is the... What does it stand for?
Video assistant referee.
Okay. Video assistant referee.
Okay.
The one that they released as, like, their line that he was onside. The ball is behind the line.
Well, no, that's, yeah.
The ball's behind the line.
No,
I'm like,
yeah, that's...
Line the ball up with the line.
No, that's normal. It's about the defender, the last part of the defender.
When the ball is kicked?
Yes, when the ball
Got
is kicked.
It. Not where the ball is.
Yes.
Okay, so this is what I need
to
know.
Unless...
So I don't know these things. I don't watch soccer.
So you can be behind the last defender. If they play the ball backwards, then you're still onside.
Okay.
But if you're in front of the ball...
So you're saying where the ball is and where that line is legit?
I don't know. To me, the line looked... It looked like you could go at different angles, and he's going to look offsides in some angles. And
so they allowed the goal. U.S. is out of the Copa America stuff. And, you know, Diener's going off on Twitter, of course. You know, I'm the official hater, but Diener's just letting him have it. Okay. Birdhead Ryan and I both got blocked off his text message. I didn't even text him.
Oh, man.
This is what the mayor must feel like. You know, so it... So I'm like, hang on, I was putting the baby to bed. I got blocked.
And somehow you got blocked.
I got blocked on text. Yeah.
Just must have.
This is what Diener does.
Felt the aura.
Oh, I'm going to block you. I'm going to block you. No. Okay.
So you didn't say anything to him about the game? You just
no. I was.
And he just blocked
you. I didn't text him at all. Birdhead Ryan instigated the whole thing, and he wasn't even wrong. It was about how Kansas City isn't the mecca of soccer in the country because they didn't fill up Arrowhead. Now, it looked like a nice crowd when I actually got in to watch. I was like, but there were some holes, you know. But it was Team USA. You know, I would hope that Arrowhead Stadium would be completely full. It wasn't completely full, but it was a good – it felt like a good crowd.
55 grand is what it was.
55,000. Yeah. And how much does Arrowhead hold?
Probably like 70.
Let's look this up.
Probably like 65, yeah, 70, somewhere around there.
Okay.
Like most decent of those stadiums, chunk. Yeah.
Arrowhead Stadium. I just want to know, just for our own, 76,000.
76, okay.
So, yeah. So it's about the capacity of like a November FCS game if we were here, percentage-wise. Like that's why you don't have your FCS game in November, because yeah. you end up being like 70% full.
Yeah.
You know, but this wasn't an FCS level game. This was for do or die Copa America. So maybe Kansas City isn't the soccer town Diener put it up to be.
He was bragging about how big soccer is there or something.
I believe that there's a pretty strong interest in soccer in Kansas City, but they didn't fill up Arrowhead
for U.S. men's national team. Maybe because they knew what was coming.
Maybe. And you're right. Yeah, maybe you're right. Props to them for not showing up, because we know that this men's team just isn't worthy of our attendance and our attention and the hype that we get every single time. That now's the time. This is a youthful club. They're new and they're going to do all this stuff. Then they didn't even make it out of the group stage of the Copa America.
Ugh. They made it out of the group stage of the World Cup. Wait, they performed well. This past World Cup.
Okay, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
2 years ago. They got out of the group stage. Golf clap.
Does that do anything?
Listen, that's
does it do anything for you? Clearly not.
Where is the World Cup next?
Here. 2026. Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, we're
not close.
It's looking gloomy.
They move it all around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they move it all around.
In all seriousness, we need to get a new manager for sure. But if your expectations are more for the World Cup than let's get out of the group, then you just aren't watching correctly, unfortunately.
I don't want to spend too much time on soccer, but there was a lot of talk about the television camera location. What was up with that?
I'm not sure exactly. It's like CONMEBOL. CONMEBOL is like an association, I guess, in soccer, and they were broadcasting to basically the rest of the world besides the U.S. So we get Fox, and then so they used the CONMEBOL camera for a good chunk of the game, and then I think that they saw everybody complaining on Twitter and switched it back.
They switched it over.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good. So there's lots of talk. So Lightsey, you missed out.
I see.
You missed out big time.
Or maybe I didn't.
What were you doing last night? What'd you have going on?
Nothing much at all. Just
soccer. Lightsey's like,
yeah. What time did the game start? I don't even know what time
it
started.
9 o'clock.
It was late.
It was 9 o'clock, right? Yeah, it was a late start.
Man. Yeah.
So that happened. And then can you find any sound in our sound machine about Lachlan McClain and Justify? Because Lachlan has bought a racehorse.
Oh, wow.
Part of one.
Okay.
And he says that he bought it because Parrington is a three-year-old, son of Justify and trained by Bob Baffert, and he liked the combination and the name, and he was originally purchased at auction for $750,000. Now, Lachlan does not have $750,000 in this, but what's funny about it is that Lachlan openly mocked Justify. Okay.
The triple crown winner.
And he said he didn't really beat anybody. You know, he did all that. Not to mention that Vino Rosso was in the Kentucky Derby, went on to win the Breeders' Cup Classic. Okay. Mm-hmm. He bred a Breeders' Cup Classic champion, or like Good Magic, who is the sire of Mage, who just won the Kentucky Derby 2 years ago. Like, there are some really, really good horses. That's just the name, too. But if you can't find it, it's okay. But, like, it's just hilarious. And to quote Jay Privman, how often do you spend time in the barns? Locke. How often are you around the barns? Not much. But enjoy your racehorse that you liked because it was the son of Justify who you didn't like.
Man.
So, but now he's an owner of a Justify colt. He's proud.
as really you should be. You should be like, yeah, you should be.
But don't walk it back. But, if Justify is a bum, you've got it. You've got it. If Justify's a bum, you can't buy any of his projects.
You gotta stand on that. Yeah, you can't stand on that. Yeah.
No, you gotta buy like somebody else, anybody else. And but here you go. I think Chase is
Justify is in a class of his own.
Oh, jeez. This is true. Yeah.
Justify is in a class of his own.
That's Diener.
Yeah, with a class of didn't have to beat anyone? Uh-oh. That class? Yeah, that's a good class.
Justify is in a class of his own.
Overrated class? What class are we in?
He's beating his pen. Can you hear the pen beat against the table? That means Locke's not going all in.
Justin's a great horse. How are you going to knock an undefeated Triple Crown winner? Prefer if you beat somebody, but that's all right. Boise State. We don't respect Boise State. You hate Gonzaga. You should hate Justify, mm-hmm. Andy. That's it.
That's a great take.
I mean, you worked the system.
You cornered me.
He worked the system.
He cornered me.
Beat nobody and then retire before you have to race anybody good. You're awesome.
And that is the guy. That's the sound of Lachlan McLean talking about Justify hating on a Triple Crown winning horse who says that he didn't beat anybody. Totally dismisses Vino Rosso, Breeders' Cup Classic champion, out of hand. Just straight lets him out. So let's just go. In the Belmont Stakes. And Jeff is like in deep water, man. We're talking about soccer and horse racing.
At least horse racing, I got a fight there. Soccer, I ain't have a chance, man.
It's good,
like,
magic, audible. We got Hofberg, Vino Rosso, Frenzy Fire ended up being a pretty good sprinter. That's just the Derby, okay?
And just being honest, you can only race who's out there. It's not Justify's fault. These other horses aren't considered really, really good or whatever. He still went out there and won the three biggest races.
They were good.
That's what I'm saying.
Good. It's three grade ones.
Yeah. And in three, to win the Triple Crown, that's not easy. No. So it doesn't happen very often.
He beat Vito Rosso twice.
Wow. Yeah. Justify's pretty awesome.
He's amazing. And he's a good sire, which is why you just bought into him.
Exactly. And bragging about it. Let us know.
And bragging about it.
Well, you should, though. Yeah. As you should, but not.
You should, but
it sucks when you have this on record.
You can't have that sound. You can't have that sound. So when people get on Locke for talking out of both sides of his mouth, that's what we're talking about. That's exactly what we're talking about. You can't say that. I can't say what I say about Alex Morgan and then go out and buy a Alex Morgan jersey for my daughter. No, you're not wearing that. Pick another Carly Lloyd. Pick somebody else out. We'll go back to Mia Hamm. Okay, yeah. we'll go back in time. We'll pick out some historic ballers, and you can roll with that. But or a future one. I got no problem with that. But it can't be Alex Morgan.
Not Alex.
You can't do it.
Can't happen.
Yeah, I can't allow I couldn't all of a sudden be a big Lisa Mattingly fan. I couldn't do it. Or a Muffet McGraw.
I was about to say, that's where I was going next.
You know what? Yeah. I really like that Muffet, that man hater.
When you talk about her, and what's LSU's coach again?
Kim Mulkey.
Kim Mulkey. Yeah. Because I don't like Kim Mulkey
either. I really like that LSU team she's got down there.
Yeah. So if Kim Mulkey, there's no autographs of Kim Mulkey in the Blanket Maker house? We can feel safe about that?
No, I mean, she could donate her life savings to a charitable organization and I would forgive her.
There we go.
Your fat, whatever fortune you've amassed in your life.
Which is a nice chunk.
Which I'm sure is nice for Kim Mulkey. I would even allow half. If she said, I'm going to give half to Blessings in a Backpack, we're good.
Okay.
We're good. You know what I'm saying?
But until then.
Yeah.
Stay over there.
We're not going to do that. So what's going on with Lightsy? What's going on in your world?
Not much, man. Just doing just countdown. Countdown to baby.
Three weeks now?
Two.
Two.
Yeah, so two. So we're doing actually a hospital tour today just to make sure
y'all know everything.
Yeah, man. Hey, bring on to be on top of it. So, yeah, we got to make sure we know
just
where we're
walk
going.
Through.
So, yeah, just to make
the
sure.
Room and see what the what's in the room for you.
We do weekly visits, but where labor and delivery is different than where we go do our visits. So she wants to make sure we see where labor and delivery is. So when we pull up in a panic, you're able to go directly to where you need to go and not .
It's her first baby, right?
Exactly.
So you should probably go full term. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I mean, obviously, I'm not Jude Redfield.
I got you.
Or anything. It's not a forecast. But what was wild, for me, it was – everybody's like, oh, you're not going to get good sleep, talking about the dad.
Mm-hmm.
Man, the place that they put me up in, it was great. Yeah. I had this awesome recliner that, like, laid flat.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they brought me blankets. They left us alone. It was super dark. We didn't have any other kids. Like, it was just me and my wife the night before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so we moved in, like, the day before, stayed two nights. It was like we had our own, like, hotel suite.
Oh, man.
You know, it was great. But I will say, like, when I went to get up out of the recliner had hit, like, a dresser. Like, mm-hmm. It had lodged underneath it. So when I went to get up, like I basically flipped the dresser. It made, like, the loudest bang in this maternity ward. And, like, I was like, oh, my God, I just woke up, like, six babies, like, four, like, 6 moms. Like, this is the loudest bang in the history of bangs. So try not to do that.
Yeah, I'll try not to. I'll keep that. It'll be noted. Noted, yeah. I can't wake up everybody in the maternity ward. That doesn't sound like a good idea.
Right.
It sounds like a good idea at all.
So Jason tweeted.
I see this.
At us. The Arrowhead didn't fill up because U.S. soccer has charged absurd prices for tickets. Again with the excuses. It's just an excuse. Yeah. Like, if it's Team USA, it's Team USA. It's not like we played this in, like, the Cayman Islands. We played this in Kansas City.
Yeah.
I mean, get more Central America than Kansas City. No. Well, we need to move it to Omaha, you know, for everybody to be able to drive in.
Well, he's not saying the distance. He's just saying the number. Like, I mean, if they were, I don't know.
What's the price of the ticket?
What is the
ticket
price? Yeah, $200 a ticket, $150 a ticket. Like,
I'll try to find it.
Yeah, what is an absurd price? This is what I'm just curious on. What that is.
I don't know.
Like $400 a ticket? Because then that is absurd. But if it's like $100 a ticket to go see the U.S. men's national team.
Like, Drew in Vegas, now it's Vegas, totally different deal, but, like, he paid, like, $100 for the first game, the non-Brazil game, whatever game that was. And for the Brazil game, it was, like, $200 a ticket. Like, so, but it's Brazil and it's Las Vegas.
And yeah, they had pretty good seats, too, just from the angle he shot at.
But I don't know, like,
I don't imagine that being that much, right?
I wouldn't imagine, like, if it's more than 250, it probably is too much.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. You know, Caller Nate. Caller Nate has an interest in soccer. Caller Nate, welcome into the show.
Sucks. Soccer sucks. I don't understand. I mean, that is not a $150 ticket performance.
No.
Okay? That is a Phillip and Thornton's get two free tickets performance. There has been nothing good about U.S. soccer, and I couldn't tell you how long. I mean, Jurgen Klinsmann sent it down the trash. This Berhalter guy was like all they had, so they're like, heck, well, you know, we'll try this. I just don't know. You know, Claudio Reyna's been doing some good stuff with the young team, but it's not translating. And I don't understand how there are, you know, you guys were talking earlier, there are great athletes on the soccer field, okay? Mm-hmm. But if you got, you know, at some point, if you got LeBron James and whoever your basketball stars are, and you got my dumb ass out there telling them what to do, we're probably not going to be great if they're doing what I tell them to do, you know? And if you leave them kind of to their own devices, they'll probably get by. But at the same time, you know, a team is only as good as its leader.
Yeah. I mean, LeBron did win 4 championships.
That's been a long time ago, Buff.
Well, there's lots of talent.
Yeah.
Maybe handpicked the coach or, you know, was the coach.
I don't – well, I think we are going to – and I don't know why, but it's like every 4 or 5 years, they're like, we're going to retool, we're going to restaff, and we're going to do this, and then – it just is not working, and it sucks. I hate seeing this crap.
Yeah.
So, all right. That's all.
All right, Nate. Sorry. And, yeah, make sure to admonish Chase on the way out, too. You know, he's a part of this. He's a part of the problem.
Nate's right, though. You've got to get a new manager, for sure.
Yeah, but the players have to take some responsibility, too.
I think they do.
Yeah.
I think they do.
Yeah, they have to take some responsibility. They got to take some heat. Anyway. We'll continue to roll along. So Tri-State Men's Health is where I went. I'm down 24 pounds. I saw Steve Rummage yesterday. He's down 26.
Ooh.
he's on it less than me. You know, he is like, I mean, he is slimming up quick. And, you know, if you are looking to lose weight or maybe you have low energy and just kind of feel that 2 to 4 o'clock window where you're just kind of tired, a lot of guys kind of feel that way when you get into your late 30s, early 40s, or maybe into their 50s. That's probably low testosterone. I mean, you know, I want you to go in to Tri-State Men's Health, get it screened, have your blood work done, find out where your levels are. And they can do that for you over at Tri-State Men's Health, not 1-800-900-9654. Visit them online at tristatemenshealth.com. And basically, like, they can help you get back to being you over there. And they understand guys' issues. And it's not even like a macho thing. Like, people, like, you know, people are like, oh, well, I've got lots of this. I'm a man. I'm like, yeah, but, you know, you're not going to beat science. Like, sorry, Father Time is undefeated, bruh. So you can say whatever you want to say and, you know, be in denial if you want to. But it's coming for you, all right? So, you know, when you get up in age, you start losing 2 to 3% of your testosterone production each year. It's just anatomy. It's just human anatomy. I don't know what to tell you. It's just kind of how it goes. And if you want to get restored back to where you ought to be, like, you know, so that everything continues to function the way it functions and you can get through your day, call Tri-State Men's Health, and they can get you back on that plan, or they can get you on the semi-glutide weight loss program, like Rummage and I are both been on, and Strebel's been on, and Nick Valvano's on, and he's losing weight, too. I don't know Nick's number, though. I need to find out what Nick is down, if Nick is, in fact, following it correctly, which is a whole other conversation that we got to have. They can set you up, mm-hmm. but you still got to, like, follow the directions.
This is true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you still got to do that. So, on the other side, we'll continue to roll on. Tri-State Men's Health is the place to go where I lost a bunch of weight. You can do the same thing. And Jeff Lightsey Jr. and I will talk about some things that maybe Jeff knows about. And not horse racing and soccer. On the other side, here on ESPN 1057 and 93.9 The Ville.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
ROCK in the USA! ROCK in the USA! ROCK in the USA!
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Mark Blankenbaker and Jeff Lightsey Jr.
Welcome back to The Diener Show here on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. If you've been having any trouble with your hearing, go see our friends over there at Louisville Family Audiology. They can take care of you. If you have someone in your life that's maybe saying, huh, a lot, you're just concerned about them, go see them over there. It's totally free hearing evaluation, and they can tell you exactly what's going on and what can happen and what you can do to kind of help. And or maybe you can just get the peace of mind to know that, hey, I'm hearing okay. So you can do that annually, once a year, of complimentary and comprehensive hearing evaluation over there at Louisville Family Audiology. Know where your levels are, and I would put it on your list of things to do even when you're healthy and things aren't a problem, because you'll be able to kind of see that decline if it happens over, you know, when it happens. And it's the number one modifiable risk factor that you can do to prevent dementia later on in life. So that we know about right now. So you're hearing. So go get that checked out. Jeff Lightsey Jr. is in with me today. Man, U of L basketball has been rolling out lots of cool stuff.
Yes, they have.
Lots of cool stuff. Has there been a favorite to date that you've seen?
I really like this last one.
The one from yesterday.
It was something that Foy said. I have to go back and listen to it. But one of the phrases that he said, you have two options. You could do it right, or we can do it again. I don't know why.
Yeah. You.
He said, you could do it right, or you could do it again. And I don't know what it was about that. That was like, oh, yeah. Let's go, man. When's basketball season start?
let's play the audio. Now, it's a video project, so it may be a little out of place here in spots, but I do want the listeners to hear the tenor that Foy kind of delivered that with, because it's important. And also, Pat Kelsey talks about attention to detail. Anyway, you'll hear it here right now.
If we do nothing else today and nothing else this week, it's the attention to freaking detail on the little things. You gotta go faster, man. I'm gonna hit you on that back cut, catch on 2 feet.
Only two options you have here. Do it right or do it again. That's it.
Passing, catching, finishing, executing. Okay? 4:52 on the clock, do it again.
I'm feeling that.
Yeah.
I mean, the music's good too, guys. So props all the way around. And this, you know, having these little brief looks, highlights, you know, understanding that Pat Kelsey's like, we're going to do this over and over again because the details matter. Mm-hmm. It matters how you operate. It matters how you run this particular drill. And to Foy be like, you got two options. You do it right or you do it again. That's it.
Yeah, I just love that. It's so simple yet effective, because you just like, I got to do this right. Really, it's like in one, because you don't want to keep doing it. So it's like, no, I just need to go ahead and do it right. That way I don't have to continuously do it over again. Just how you do one thing is how you do everything. And it makes a lot of sense just to hear that continuously be echoed throughout the coaching staff into the players. Now, granted, we still don't know how this team will be. Like, we won't know until the games are actually played. But everything that is coming out of them, that's coming from them, whether it's their video evidence, what they talk when they get to the podium, when we spoke to them and the players last week, like, it's just the mindset. It's just a complete 180 from last year.
Oh, yeah.
A complete 180.
You have a coach talk about attention to freaking detail.
Yeah. Yeah.
Attention to freaking detail. Now, I've said this for a long time, that, like, within a program, like, there are sometimes things that bother me, right? Like, that, like, if I walk into the Louisville football facility and it's Kentucky week and they've got blue Gatorade in there, I'm like, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing? I understand that blue is a very good flavor, but not on that week. Not that week. You can go frosted, you can go the white, you can go the red, you can go the orange, purple, you can even have purple. We had to mix a little blue and, you know, make the purple, but you can't have blue. All right. And so small stuff like that, like, is it in your mind? Should we really be thinking about the Gatorade? I don't know. Ask Kenny Payne. Okay. Ask Kenny Payne what shoes we should be wearing. You know what I'm saying? And so to me, it's all this stuff, small details. Are your shoes laced up right? You know, or I'm going to throw them out into the street if they're not. You're going to miss the drill, and then you're going on the treadmill, and we're going to embarrass you because this is not happening here. And I love it. Like, the message is going to get everybody aligned. They're going to understand that you got to be about your business. We're not going to tolerate any BS. And you can expect it from your coaching staff, too. You know, because that's the number one thing that I think that Kenny – missed out on was that he didn't hold his assistant coaches to the same account that he wanted to hold his players to. But you can't do that if yourself and your assistants, it's got to flow from the top down. I expect this from you guys, and I expect this from our players. And we all watched that entire thing just fall apart.
Yeah. Even in adding to that, I think also what you're seeing with Coach Kelsey in this group are these things like these social media offerings, right? Like, this is how you keep people satisfied as much as possible until games are played. Like, you have to continue to grow the interest in your program. Like, you're part of your job. Obviously, your job is to win and coach win basketball games, but part of it is to entertain fans as well. Like, that comes with it, whether you want it to or not. And to understand the power of social media and to just put out little 15 to 30 second clips, I mean, they're doing them, what, once a week, multiple times a week, it seems like.
Right, and apparently there's more coming.
Yeah, and so. That's part of the gig. Like, that is marketing your program. Like we're still learning you, Coach Kelsey. We're still learning Foy and the rest of the coaches, Cassidy, all these guys, Kloman, Cassidy, all these guys. And so part of selling that and selling your program, their personalities, is giving me these 30-second clips where I can hear.
Boom.
I can hear. And that's easy. Yep. Like that should be, that's simple because it's not changing anything that you're doing. This is how you guys talk at practice and operate and run your practices anyway. You just get your video guy to have his camera out.
That's right.
That's it. But it takes the attention to that detail, the want to continue to grow and sell your program and like, hey, this is the new era of Louisville basketball, and here's some of the personalities that are helping steer that ship.
Yeah, so that's a great point, man. Like the promotion of the product.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you make a blockbuster movie, right? Mm-hmm. Like if you make a blockbuster movie and you know it's coming out July 4th, 4th of July weekend,
mm-hmm.
you're running an ad in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like you're teasing it out there, and you're getting like little looks throughout from whatever time you start promoting mm-hmm. it to the time it's unveiled. You're taking a little nugget. Now you're not showing the whole movie,
mm-hmm.
all right? But you're getting people excited for it. You're letting them. You're kind of wetting the palate to let them know, hey, this is going to be a badass flick.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Kenny Payne's approach was, I'm not showing anything until Sundance.
Yeah,
and then it flopped at Sundance. Mm-hmm. The exhibition season, you didn't even win.
Mm-hmm.
So then nobody went to the movie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't a good movie anyway. And the people at Sundance were correct. And so this at least gives me like a look of, man, this movie probably going to be pretty good. Now, is it going to win an Oscar? I don't know. But I might really enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know?
But I'm going to go see it, though.
I'm going to go see it.
Like, you got my attention.
Yeah.
Like, you've got my attention. I want to, okay, you're giving me bits and pieces, whether it's, once again, of your personality, your coach. Like I said, something as simple as you can do it right or do it again. Like, I was like, oh, I like that guy. Whoever that guy is, I like him.
That's trailer worthy.
You know what I mean?
Right? Like, you can put that in the trailer.
Exactly. He's like, yeah, I want to see what that guy is able to do with these guys.
Right.
Like, what is he able to do if that's the mentality that's going into every day in the weight room at practices, et cetera, et cetera. If that's the guy.
We need to get the movie trailer voice guy.
Yeah.
In a world where rebuilding Louisville basketball.
Man.
The attention to detail is paramount.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it right or you can do it again. That's it.
You got that down, Mark. That might be a hidden talent. Do movie trailers.
No, I
did that off top.
I don't think so.
You and Nick. Nick's really good at like improv.
Nick,
oh, my
Nick
goodness.
Can do that?
Nick
can,
Nick's a beast at like.
Nick at the boot.
Yeah, you give Nick a couple of just words. It's like, hey, Rick, boom, boom, boom. Give me something. And he can just improv right off the top.
He has failed at getting Daniel Filipowski on.
Oh, man.
Right?
Oh, is that somebody's job to get Daniel Filipowski?
Nick!
I didn't know that.
Daniel Filipowski, as we come to learn even more yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
This for is the crazy. Gas bags. For ESPN Louisville.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Out there at Tom Sawyer Park. He is a student at U of L.
Oh, he's a student at U of L? Oh, this is like news to me.
Yes.
Wow.
And so this guy's making all these waves with Kyle Filipowski and stuff with the Jazz. He's a student over there.
I had no clue.
He's in town.
This is
Nick's
news
got
to
his
me.
Phone number.
Wow, this is actually news to me. Maybe Nick don't want to be TMZ, Mark. Maybe you don't want to get it. Like, maybe you don't want to get messy.
Jeff.
I would love it. Tell Daniel to hit me up.
This is the business that we're in.
As I'm saying.
This is the business that we're in.
I didn't know he goes to U of L. That is actually crazy.
Yeah. You know what? There's now a race between you and Nick Valvano to see, are you going to get him on your social media or is he going to go on the B show first? Okay? Because this is now, I feel like Jeff Lightsey, I think this is your moment. This is your moment. You're excellent at getting people on camera.
Folks
like
to talk.
Let's go.
Folks that like to talk to me sometimes. So, yeah. I didn't know he was. So, is he like a 7-foot student or something?
I have no idea how tall he is. But, yeah, Kyle Filipowski's brother, Daniel, goes to Louisville.
I have no idea.
I don't know the connection to the city or if he just likes
UofL. And he pitched for the gas bags, which makes it even more interesting.
And he pitched for our softball team.
Yeah, that is even more interesting. Wow.
I had no idea.
That is crazy.
I never met the guy. I've never played for the gas bags.
Yeah, hey, Daniel, if you're listening, tap in with me, man. Let's make something happen. I got to get this whole story.
Yeah,
this is wild.
Let's do it. Nick will show up. Maybe.
Yeah.
He'll probably be late, but he'll show up. But no, so Nick has to do that. We have to get that on. Let's read a couple texts here. So let's see. Going back to last hour. Getting tickets to the U.S. men's national team is an absolute hassle.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
The original camera angle was zoomed out, was a zoomed out view from the top row of Arrowhead. It was so not a zoom in angle. That's talking about the bad television angle they had last night. No other piece of sound proves Locke knows nothing about sports more than that Justify clip.
It's actually funny. I don't know why. It's like, yeah, he knows nothing and that proves it. Like, dang, that is funny.
Text line says, play the you haven't spent much time in the around a barn sound. I love Locke getting burned. Chad, think Chase will see if he can find that. Texter says, oh, the finest meats and cheeses. We are about to have the finest meats and cheeses, man. It's 4th of July weekend. You know?
Oh, yeah.
We're getting out there.
I can imagine what the Blankenbaker house looks like.
We got the hot dogs. We got the hamburgers. We got the steaks. We got the steaks from Snake River Farm.
I was just about to ask what kind of steaks, because, you know.
I'm going to go cheese shopping today.
Cheese shopping.
Yeah, I got two meetings today, and then I'm hitting the cheese.
I got
you. They were hitting the cheese.
So, Blank, are you a grill master? Do you man the grill at your house?
I do man the grill. I would not call myself a grill master. Okay. I mean, I'm way better on the stove.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, I felt
managing
like you said
the heats
that,
and stuff like that. But I can grill. I can grill. But I'm way better, like, give me cast iron skillet on the stove.
Okay.
You know, reverse searing, things like that. You know, I can do that. And I'm okay on the grill. Like, I don't think I'm awful. We had to cook a lot in Santa
Claus. When did you, like, did you learn to cook as an adult, or were you cooking
when I was living in St. Matthews.
Okay.
Because
I'm not really much of a cook myself. So
when I lived in Indianapolis, I probably ate out every night.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't like really
eating
in my apartment and stuff like that. But when I moved back, and I bought my own house and stuff like that. Like, it was like, all right, I need to cook a lot at home and kind of manage the expenses. But now living in Santa Claus, like, you got no choice, bro.
I guess.
Like, where am I going to go? I'm going to go to Holiday World? That's only open 3 months, 4 months a year. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's only open a handful of months to go eat something. So, no, we cook a ton at the house. I mean, you have no choice. Either that or not eat. So,
gotcha.
Do you have the around the barn sound? Okay. Texter says that chair is not good at all. The hospital chair.
Mm.
Mine was. Like, I was very fearful that I was going to have like a crazy bad
experience,
sleeping experience. It was actually not bad. I liked it. So I hope that you have a good chair.
I hope so too.
So you doing the tour today?
Yeah.
All right. Let me know.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting. let's see. The offside call did not decide who advanced in Copa. Take away Uruguay's goal, and it's still a draw. USA did not score, and Panama won their game 3-1. The goal differential favored Panama. We still lost to Uruguay, though.
True, but it's the age-old argument. Well, if they don't have the goal, then that changes the way that they play, and we might be able to score a goal and all that stuff. So,
Texter says, the only thing missing is Kelsey saying we needed to fight. Yeah. I think they are under strict instructions not to say that word on any social media. Yeah. Now, it might happen in practice because that's coaching.
Yeah.
But thou shalt not use the word fight in social media on the Louisville basketball account for at least a period of 1 year.
Yeah, I was about to say, we used suspending a word for a year, and that's the one.
Yeah, Texter says, Dan Filipowski is a great dude with a hell of a jumper. I imagine he is. Come on in here. Apparently he's a good softball pitcher, too.
Wow.
So I didn't know. Let's see. Damn, Vegas did Diener in, huh? Yeah. Yes.
It's Vegas, though.
It's Vegas. He had a hell of a week, man.
Oh, yeah.
He's down there in Miami. He's flying home, going to Vegas with Max, and they had an epic time.
I can imagine.
And that's awesome. And it's all very understandable.
Out of all the stuff he went to, Power Slap probably would have been the one that I would have been most. The Power Slap just looks crazy.
So
on TV, so I can't imagine what it's like in the building.
So there's all these like youth influencers there at Power Slap. So it was like Cam Newton was like the one that I knew, right? Like I know Cam Newton,
yeah,
right.
And he's a very large human.
Well, he's a very large human. And he dresses weird.
Yeah, exactly.
You're a six foot five
dude with a top hat. Like it's hard to miss.
It's like he dresses different than anybody I've ever seen.
Anybody. Literally any and everybody.
So, but with what Max liked the most, UFC guys, but also there's all these like youth influencers.
Oh, like streamers and
like
stuff.
Like streamers, like mm-hmm. TikTokers, yeah, the YouTube okay. guys, the Instagram, that kids know.
Yeah.
Like that my kids would know.
Yeah.
But like that I have utterly no idea about. You yeah. know what I'm saying? But like.
Not a clue.
But I think I knew one of them because my kids watch too. But yeah. Like apparently that they were like flush with them at Power Slap because it makes sense if you're trying to grow Power Slap, you're going to bring those types of people in
absolutely
that are going to appeal to the youth demographic because mm-hmm. this is the future. So
yeah.
there are tons of those at Power Slap. But and the thing is, it's all very understandable that Vegas and Miami in the week that Diener had would draw Diener down, right? Like it makes sense.
Absolutely, that's perfectly normal.
But if you said that to Drew or I did, he'd be like, oh, cry me a river. Oh, my God. You know, thoughts and prayers.
Oh,
you
man.
Know, you can hear it happening.
What you're hearing right now?
Oh,
you're
yeah.
hearing
that. Oh, make an excuse to Drew or not even an excuse, an explanation.
Yeah.
No. Oh, no. But for him, no. Totally different, dude.
So you're going to give him are you going to give him hell when he gets back?
1,000%. I mean, it might be joining us next hour. We'll see. So let's see. Let's see. The number one actor in the coming better be. I don't know. Blank's grill skills are not getting him an invite to the cookout.
Oh man, that was for me. That was definitely for me. Chase got it. Yeah, that was for me.
What? Well, I don't understand.
Yeah, see, exactly. That's why I said it was for
understand.
Me.
I can grill. I'm not gonna say I'm a grill master. I don't want to necessarily grill. I want to do the eating, not the grilling. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I
do have a preference on spices. I'm kind of really, really partial to. Oh gosh, what's St. Elmo's?
Okay,
St. Elmo's. They have
St. Elmo's is not bad. I like
they have
St. Elmo's.
Really nice. It's great on vegetables,
mm-hmm.
and also their blackened seasoning is amazing.
Mm.
Like fish and chicken, I just the blackened seasoning. That's a new development in our deal. Don't disrespect the Casey's and Santa Claus. Hey, that Casey's and Santa Claus
is that grocery store or something?
It's a gas station.
Gas station. Okay. Yeah. The gas station. He'll get you. Gotcha.
It's one of the few places you can eat in Santa Claus, bro. But we don't eat there very often. let's say, did he say fight or compete? I don't know that he said either one
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, we're good on those.
But no, I'm pretty excited about Louisville basketball. I'm really excited about Louisville football. And I want to talk a little bit about football on the other
side.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Because I just think that I think we're sitting on something big.
Mm.
Yesterday on three put out their top wide receiver.
I did see that.
That's been my biggest concern.
I was actually pleasantly surprised they had him in number nine. They had Louisville at number nine. I was like, I'm not sure what it's based on. I think part of it, you know, transfer portal, Colin Lacey's getting a lot of preseason love. So, but yeah, number nine I thought was, actually surprised to see that.
And some guys will have to step up into that.
Yeah.
You know, Ja'Cory Brooks is going to have to, and we'll talk about this more too on the other side, but like he'll have to come back healthy.
Yeah.
Colin Lacey's a 1,300-yard receiver last year.
He is.
There's not a lot of those guys running around.
No, not at all.
And I think Chris Bell's going to have a nice year. So
I'm excited about that.
So if those things come to pass, and maybe JoJo Stone kind of emerges.
What freshman or young guy or something, steps up too.
Blue might do something. Mm-hmm. Still don't trust him.
Blue Hundreds, baby.
It'd be better if it was Red Hundreds. Red Hundreds.
They don't got a red strip on the Hundreds, man. You know, Blank, you be counting money, man. You know, there ain't no red strip on there. It's just straight blue.
Have you ever had a counterfeit bill? Have you ever, like been handed
somebody
one?
Somebody give me one? Like,
apparently, they're coming out of the ATM, like, a lot more regularly.
Oh, no. It ain't happening to me.
Apparently, it's happening. Like,
oh, man. Nah, I can't have that happen.
It's crazy. Like, yeah, you hand it over. And then
that's crazy.
This one
you
lady.
Know how mad I would be?
Oh, I'd be ticked.
I would be so pissed.
But there was a story. God, I cannot remember what it was. This dude was saying, like the at the register, the lady was like, that's fake.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you're using a Sharpie.
Exactly.
It's gonna turn up black if you use a Sharpie.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. It's not how you're supposed to do that, but okay.
All right. There you go. All right, yeah, Blue Hundreds. I can't get myself to say Blue Hundreds.
Yeah.
I know that.
It didn't look natural when you trying to say
hundreds.
That. Yeah,
I don't think I could say that.
That's why you're not going to the cookout. I'm not invited. That's why.
I make badass crab legs.
That has nothing to do with actual cooking. It's just like figure of speech. That's why I said that was for me.
Blue Hundreds, guys. Blue Hundreds might be amazing, but he's got blue in his name. I just don't. I struggle with this.
See, clearly.
it's a trust thing. We need to do the trust fall with Kadarius Hicks. You think he'd catch me? Like, if we did the trust fall.
Depending on how you say his name. Why do you feel like he could trust
you? Kadarius. Is that the, I mean, Kadarius, or yeah. Is it Kadarius or Kadarius?
I'm not sure.
I think it's Kadarius. That's a good question. But I don't. Hey, Blue Hundreds, how are you doing?
Yeah,
I don't think that's
going to
go over well.
He's not catching that person. Whoever's saying that, they're not getting caught. They're hitting the ground. That is what I can tell you. That person is not getting caught. Hey, Blue Hundreds, how you doing, sir? Like, no, get away from me. It's probably what he's thinking. Like,
let me turn around. Will you catch me?
Like, who is this guy?
Who the hell is this guy?
I'm like, man.
Just... But if I say Blue Hundreds, will you catch me? Still not going to catch me.
Yeah. I guess they can count either. It's okay, Mark.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. It's not working for me.
Chuck will catch you, man. Just say Tyler Chuck.
I may never be able to gain trust with Blue Hundreds. I love it. On the other side, we'll continue to roll on. I want to talk football. It's awesome. We are 60 days away from kickoff.
Ooh.
Austin Peay's going to come in here. They're going to get that work. It's going to be great. We're all going to leave sunburned, I hope. It's going to be awesome.
I can't wait.
It's going to be amazing. Chase is going to come in red-faced. He's going to forget his sunscreen.
100%, yeah.
Yeah. He's going to drink like 95 beers. It's going to be awesome.
It's a ballpark.
Chase the face. All right, we'll continue to roll along. Goomer & Company is the place to go. 225 South Hurstburn Parkway. It's where I've gone to buy Ashley's engagement ring, bridal set, custom engraved bracelets, earrings, necklaces, things like that. If it's time for a gift giving and jewelry's on my mind, it's Goomer & Company. A lot of you guys have gone there for engagement season and other gifts. You've gone to the right place. They're respectful of your budget. They're Louisville owned and operated since 1971. Master jewelers to custom create, and they stand by their work. Goomer & Company. Go see them.